Okay, ladies, I'm going to pray real quick over our entire morning. Then I'm going to bring our police officer up and let him just talk to you about safety in the home and safety in parking lots and safety with your kids. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. God, thank you that we know in the grand scheme of things, you are a great protector and defender. You are the one that watches over us and our children. But God, you also call us to be wise as parents, to parent these little ones that you have given us. And so, God, we just pray over this morning that these moms would leave with good information and feel better equipped to keep their children safe at home and in parks and in their neighborhood and in parking lots. And God, just everywhere they go, Lord, and would this morning be an encouragement to them as they leave, that they would feel like they can take a deep breath and know that they have learned more in a better way. So God, just be with us this morning, and we thank you for all of your love and all that you do for us. In Christ's name, amen. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Officer Meberg. He has been with the Johns Creek Police Department since March 31st, 2008, which is when it started. So he's a veteran.
Oh, veteran. Hello, hello. Am I on? Oh, please. I'd like to thank Officer Rowe. I don't know if anyone recognizes him. He directs traffic for, Barnwell and Dolvin sometimes? Yes. And Barnwell is probably one of the hardest schools to direct morning traffic for, so please don't hit him if he's out there. And then Officer Williams comes to us. He's a veteran from the Albany Police Department, and he chose to come up here and work with us. And this is the first time in Perimeter Church, and, you know, so let's welcome him to Johns Creek, and he's going to be moving up here, and hopefully, I don't know if you might see him at the church here or working in the morning. But a little bit about me. I'm from the state of West Virginia. City of Atlanta Police actually came up there to recruit, and they convinced me to come down here in 03. Had a friend working on the police department, so that's what brought me south. I don't know if any of you heard that Interstate 77 is the Hillbilly Highway. It's the highway that gets you out of West Virginia. You know, grew up in the hills, very poor, very, obviously no music programs where we were. You know, our state's a dying state. There's less and less kids there. The population's shrinking every year. So, you know, to come to an area like this, the Metro Atlanta area, and see the great schools and the, you know, sometimes we're not thankful for what we have until you see what's out there. I don't know if any of you have done missionaries to Appalachia or, well, I've also been married 20 years. I have a 19-year-old daughter. She graduated from Johns Creek High in 2018. She's at Florida State now. She cried because UGA deferred her and then rejected her. So another reason to bring up the 2005 Sugar Bowl, where West Virginia beat Georgia at the Georgia Dome. But with that being said, my daughter, you know, I live in Johns Creek. She graduated Johns Creek High. And I was very blessed, you know, to work in this unit, that I was able to drive her to school in the morning. I'd get up, put her in the police car, drop her off. When she went to Autry Mill, when she got transferred over there, they started a rumor that she was a criminal. But I, you know, bring her in the morning. And then even at Johns Creek, until she drove, I would drive her there. But when she would make a new friend and say, could I go to so-and-so's home? Could I go to Brittany's home? So where does Brittany live? I'm talking about you. Oh, she's at this address. And how many police calls have we had to that house? You know, so it's a, and we have, I know, two fathers there, and he's laughing because he knows when you're a police officer and you have a kid of a police officer, you're very, you're very suspicious of everybody. You know, when they had the few lockdowns at Johns Creek High, she'd call me. Say, what's going on? I said, well, I don't know, but I don't think it's anything major. Or when they had the little lockdown, which is so proud, Johns Creek High brings the dogs for training. And they bring like six dogs, lock the kids in their classroom, and the dogs go up and down the hall, which I love it. Not that, you know, last year I think the rumor was there was like 20, 30 arrests. Zero. But she would text me and say, hey, what dog's here today? Because as a young girl, from the time she could start shooting, I brought her shooting firearms because, you know, in my home, I do have guns. I have to, you know. She also went to, we had a kid's self-defense class. And his kids, Officer Rowe, how many times have they gone through it? So my daughter's gone through the same self-defense class, just teaching her about safety, confidence. You know, when we would teach this class, we teach the kids to yell. Don't you teach your kids to yell? Teach your kids to hit? You don't yet? And then teach them to say the one thing, no. Is it okay to say no to adults? Absolutely. So she got up to the point where she was actually a mentor. So, but like any teenager, you know, I get to the point where I wasn't cool. She didn't want me to follow her back to the bathroom in the store. She said, I'm old enough. You don't need to follow me. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. You're going to spy on me. But she's a very good kid, you know. You know, I think her friends thought I was cooler then. But now she's at Florida State. As a parent, it was scary. You know, I still don't like her driving the backwoods, especially through the city called Albany. Now, he knows, because from Albany Police, when you go to Florida State, remember the back road we go? It's pretty scary, right? I mean, there's stretches of nothing. There's, you know, little towns. So as a 19-year-old, my 19-year-old daughter, I don't want her driving alone. You know, I prefer her to go with another friend from Johns Creek High. I'd rather spend the extra money and fly her home than her drive by herself. You know, luckily, there's a few other girls from Johns Creek High that go there. So, and then with the smartphone, I can get on right now and see where she's at. Is she in class or is she at her apartment? So we still do that. So just talking about safety, I know I see all the little kids here, and you guys are blessed to have those, because I'm an empty nester at 40. So, you know, I would love to have another little baby, but it was not going to happen for me. So, you know, enjoy these moments, because they do get older. You know, these kids are going to say, Mom, quit watching over me. Let me do. Why can't I go to the mall by myself? You know, why can't I have a phone without the Verizon? Well, does anyone have older kids? When you get older and they get a phone, like sixth grade is usually the best time, I think, to give them a phone, because they can't go to daycare. They get off the bus by themselves. So it's one of the ways that I can track. But now they have so much software that you can lock the phone down. You can track them. You can, they don't answer, you can shut it down, you know, and then filter what's out there. Because when I was growing up in the backwoods of West Virginia, there was no internet. You know, there was no cable TV. You know, we had to go play with sticks and stones. And so, but now when you guys are raising kids, it's a whole new world. I mean, the internet, I think it's a blessing and it's a curse at the same time. So, you know, I work a lot. I don't know if any of you follow Johns Creek Police on Nextdoor, Facebook, Instagram. You guys not on social media yet? Yeah, I mean, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, we push a lot of stuff out there, but we try to see if we could use Snapchat, but as a police department, it didn't make any sense. I can't keep up with, you know, every time there's a new app or new this, you know, when us parents got on in the 2000s on Facebook, what happened to all the kids? They jumped ship. They want something cooler. They want Instagram now. So, you know, just keep a track of that. You know, what's the trending thing? You know, and the internet has two things. Sometimes you get real pertinent information. Sometimes you get the scare. I see some of the scare posts that when you actually investigate it, you find that there really is no merit to it. You know, the biggest things that I think go viral in the North Fulton area is that white van's trying to kidnap a kid. And there's a few of these cases that we went down in it. When you actually look at it, we couldn't find the source of who started it, you know. But regardless, you know, if you do see somebody or a white van, you gotta call 911. Hey, my daughter is walking home. This guy in the white van made her feel uncomfortable, was stopping talking to her. Call us immediately. Let us come out. Let us try to find why that person was doing it, you know. But when you just, you know, when you see a post and you repost, it can get scary. So I love social media for that point. If there's a, you know, an incident or crime wave, you know, who uses Newtown Park? Have you seen over the years? Thank you, Officer Rowe. Do you see the extra cameras we added all over the parks? You know, you used to not have cameras there, you know, so we would have purses stolen out of the cars. For some reason, the thieves had mind power that they would know that the purse is hidden in the back right side of the car, and they would break just that window and reach in and grab it. And when I would talk to someone who had their purse stolen, he said, how do they know it was there? I said, well, most likely when you parked, you know, because I saw some of you coming in here, you had to back up the stroller. It's been so long. But they're sitting there watching you, and if you get out and you hide your purse, that person's going to be watching, and they'll break that window, you know. And we've seen it as quick as 5 minutes. By the time you do the mile, what's it, 1.1 mile loop, they've already gone to Kroger's, Target, and they're just swiping your cards, you know. And how many credit cards do we carry in our purse? Try to carry just what you need on a daily basis, you know. If you don't need your every store card or every, you know, and please don't keep your Social Security card in your purse. That's just an advice. I took a report and they had their license and Social Security card. So try to carry the minimum amount. Preferably you don't leave it in your car, but if you're going to have to leave something, hide it before you get there. So when you're there, they come out, they're not watching you. And when you park, when I go to a park or somewhere, I always look, is someone watching my car? Someone backed in, you know. So I still think Newtown Park is the safest park in the North Fulton area. There's a lot of cameras there. Officer Rowe, do you remember last time we had a car entered in Newtown Park? I mean, it's been a long time. And if you're at the playground, hopefully you're seeing, you know, his car or my car. We drive through real slow, go over all the million speed bumps, so when you go to a parking lot or somewhere like that, if you're meeting up, be mindful what you leave in your car. You know, look around. You know, if you don't need the whole purse, sometimes I know walkers will just bring like their phone with, you know, just a few, you know, your ID or something. And if you get pulled over and you don't have your driver's license, we can check your name and we can see if, you know, if you give us your name and date of birth, we can actually get your driver's license picture on our computer screens. So don't lie and try to pretend to be someone else if you don't have a license, because that picture doesn't match. So I like that. You guys know what our Johns Creek non-emergency phone number is for police service? 911. We use it, and we're one of the few cities that use 911. You know, so if you're in your neighborhood, you see a suspicious vehicle going in the cul-de-sac 3-4 times, you know, what I like you to do is hopefully you have the Nextdoor app or neighborhood, you know, some type of neighborhood group. Ask your neighbors, hey, why is this minivan keep circling in the cul-de-sac over and over again? This was in, who lives in Chartwell? It's a Chartwell subdivision years ago. Well, she put it on this group, and finally she got a response that, oh, I'm sorry, that was me. My child's having a hard time going to bed, so I put her in the van, and I was just driving around to get her to go to bed. So, you know, the person thought it was odd that some same vehicle over and over again. So, you know, ask. I mean, hopefully when you're at home, you guys know your immediate neighbors, or, you know, don't have to be best friends with them, but you should have their numbers. You know, before I bought my home in Johns Creek, I went and knocked on all the neighbors' doors and said, hey, I'm Officer Meberg. I'm considering buying this home. Is there anything that might, you know, because I was kind of interviewing them to see if I want them to be my neighbors. Thank you for laughing. But I did my due diligence, and then I gave them my card, and, you know, the neighbor next door was absolutely thrilled. She said, hey, you know, I love that you're moving here. I hopefully good luck on the closing, you know. And most of my neighbors, if they need me, they can text me or vice versa, you know. I'm a big believer, you know, good fences make good neighbors. Who wrote that poem? Robert Frost. Good fences make the mending wall. We all have to mend that wall. One of the things I'm very proud that I did, because I've been telling everyone, hey, get a doorbell camera. Well, about a year ago, I finally got the Ring bell you know, the Ring doorbell system. And what I love about it, I can answer someone at the door without opening the door. Who in here gets solicitors trying to sell you stuff? And most of them don't have the Johns Creek permit to solicit. You're supposed to have it. So do you have to, and when I do my kid safety classes, I say, kids, do you have to open the door to answer the door? And they said, yes, you do. I said, no, can you speak through the door? I would love that if y'all get like Ring, Nest, Skybell, that if someone comes to your door that you can speak through your phone. Even if you're at the park, you can say, hey, hello, who are you? What do you want? You know, say, hey, I'm busy, I can't come to the door, I'm upstairs cleaning my guns, go away. You know, something like that. And I mean, it's amazing that you can see before you open the door. Or maybe it's another friend that you don't want to answer the door, you can spy. But that's one of the things at home I would say. In Johns Creek, if you just keep your doors locked, especially at night, every night before I go to bed, I check the garage, my two doors, front and back, make sure they're locked. And I always go and do the extra. I have one car that's outside, so I always make sure it's double locked. I you know, if you just lock your stuff, don't, you know, if you have a car parked outside, don't leave your purse in it. You know, make sure the garage door is shut at night. Because you don't want to be that one time you leave your car outside, it's the one time you left a purse or your phone or, you know, please don't leave firearms in unlocked cars, that the thief's going to come and get it. So just pull of hands. Who has like a Ring, Nest doorbell camera? No one has an interactive door? So how do you know when your packages are delivered? Correct. What I do is I'm addicted to Amazon now, my wife, and even my daughter in Florida sometimes will order and it not update to, you know, the address. So I love it too because I can see when they're delivering. You know, they say they deliver it and my camera doesn't show that they deliver it, you know. But just consider that it's a safety for your home. I think I got my Ring for $160. It took me no time to hook it up. I spent more time on the software side trying to log it in and create my account, you know. But right now I can go and see a live view from the front of my home. And now I'm working on trying to get a back one. But you know what else it was really helpful for? Seeing when my daughter was coming and going. You know, and you know, she was spent the summer in Sweden being an au pair. Me and my wife were talking out there, and she started talking to us through the Ring camera. She's like, Mom, you keep setting it off, it keeps dinging my phone. So, to me, that makes me sleep a little better in my home, knowing that anyone that comes up, I can see if my packages are delivered. I know I'm very blessed to work in Johns Creek, I can go home and bring them in. Now, when you guys are out and about, I mean, who actually goes to the mall anymore? Well, for me, I prefer the collection, or I prefer the what Peachtree Corner has, you know, the Lazy Dog, the Forum, and supposedly they're building a tunnel under to connect the two. Well, I think the bridge is over troubled water. I think it's the tunnel because they're doing something there. But that's where I go. So, you know, when you're out, I mean, there's always strength in numbers if you can go meet someone, if you're going to walk. But when you go to a shopping plaza or park in a parking lot, you know, when you get out, you don't want to walk with your phone and, you know, put the phone up, you know, get a good posture, you know, walk with confidence, you know, don't be afraid to look people in the eye, you know. You know, which, you know, if there was a, sorry, I wish Sergeant Kalish was here because she has a great class, which I'm going to recommend if she ever puts it on the internet, join it. But she talks about this study where these psychiatrists went to jails and they were interviewing criminals and showed them 100 pictures of who they would victimize. And overwhelmingly, the criminals, convicts, were picking the same people. And they said as they look at it, you know, they look like they're a weak person. Someone that's not going to fight, someone that, you know, is timid, looking down, scared, you know. So what she teaches in her lady self-defense class is posture, you know. You know, in the wild, when an animal gets scared, what do? They stand up, or the cats try to make themselves look bigger. That's what you want to do, you know, confidence, attitude. Who's my New Yorkers here? I learned that when I went to Times Square that New Yorkers are very blunt. Move. I didn't realize when you're going down the escalators to the subway that if you're not walking, you need to be on one side, you know. So, you know, they walk with attitudes. And if you are messing with them or someone's trying to be too nice, getting in your personal space, you know, you feel uncomfortable to say, hey, can I help you? What's going on? You know, you guys don't want to be mean and tell someone, hey, what's going on? You know, how you say something, but if someone's in your space and following you, making you feel uncomfortable, just tell them, hey, is there something I can help you with? You know, just don't spray them first with mace. At least ask them. But good, trust your instinct. I mean, we all know that when you get creeped out, if someone's weirding you out or acting weird around you, and you don't want to be the B-I-C-T-H, I know kids are, I got to spell it. But sometimes you need to be that. You know, why is this person trying to be too friendly to me? Why are they, I don't know you, you know, hey, nice to meet you, but I'm busy. Could I help you? You know, what's your, could I get your phone number? Sure. Do you want to know what my phone number is? 404-867-5309. Thank you. Usually the younger kids don't get that joke, but yeah, you know. You know, every time I go to a store and they want my zip code, guess what it is? 90210. Correct. You know, I'm a great liar, and you know, the younger kids don't really get it, but you know, it's about confidence. You know, you don't need to know my name. You know, I mean, in this group, you guys know each other. You're building. You know, you have a common thing with the kids. But stranger, so, you know, trust your instinct. If it doesn't feel right and you're getting a bad feeling, just leave. You know, when an animal gets that fear that something's wrong, what do? They take off. You know, sometimes we don't want to accept, hey, something's bad. I want to just stay here. I don't want to be mean. You know, the church teaches me to be nice and be friendly with everybody. You know, so. Anything else you can add, Officer Rowe? But that would be my suggestion. Personal weapons, you know, people always ask about that. You know, sometimes maybe a can of mace. Guess what I bought my daughter for college? Well, so we as police officers have a choice. You have to wear, you always have to carry your pistol, but you get a choice between, you know, the taser or pepper spray. Guess where my pepper spray is? I keep it in my car because I don't like that stuff. You know, if it's the choice to be tased again or sprayed, I'd rather be tased. You know, yes.
Do you need
a pepper spray on there? No. Massachusetts. You really do?
They want to make money off everything.
Tax it. So we need another tea party, is what you're saying. Throw all the tea in the bay. Well, because a lot of it, just that spray, you know, when you're walking to your car, you know, usually you want to have your keys outside of your purse. So if someone wants your purse, guess what? It's going to be inconvenient. I'm going to have to cancel my credit cards. I might have to go to the DMV, but at least I got my car keys, you know. You remember our car keys? You can, yep. Yeah. And there's something I haven't seen since the 90s. It's got a beeper. Oh, that's pretty cool. But yeah, you know, walk with confidence. Walk with the keys in your hand. I mean, remember on our car keys, we had, well, I don't have my clicker on this set. But, you know, set the alarm. You know, look around, watch. You know. Okay. But yeah, a little pepper spray sometimes. But you know what pepper spray is good for, too? Guys, have a safe shift. Before I was police and I tried to get on full-time with the postal, be a postal carrier. But so I was working on a temporary basis. And in West Virginia, some of those dogs were mean. And I only had to spray one dog. But sometimes for dogs, you know, But just having that little extra confidence, you know, not being able to, you guys know how to scream, yell? Because if you're attacked, the first thing you need to do is go, hey! You know, yell, get attention, you know, and tell the person you're not going to be. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole class on where to hit, you know, don't hit here and here and, you know, and then run. You know, there's tasers you can buy in Georgia that are similar to this. You know, taser's like a brand. It's like Chevy or Ford, but, you know, it shoots the darts out, and it works. I've been tased, and boy, man, I'm never going to let you see what I said when I got tased, because it's like, you know, you have the Holy Spirit. So, yes, ma'am. Yeah, absolutely. And Sergeant Kalish teaches that, you know, if you're going to take me somewhere, I'm going to stand right here, you know. I'm not going. Throw your keys, yell, scream, get away. You know, have that plan, have that warrior mindset that, you know, this guy's not going to mess with me. I'm going to leave. Like I said, there's nothing in this bag right there that's worth being hurt or killed over. Let them have it. You know, I'm going to give you my city phone, and you're going to start canceling every credit card, you know, and then it's going to be okay. We can get everything replaced, but you guys are what we can't replace. But attitude, confidence, I tell my daughter, if you do drive the back way to Florida State, what's the Stripland is my favorite place to stop for gas stations in the backwoods. There's certain gas stations I look at. If it looks creepy and it doesn't feel right, you know, we're just going to keep going. We'll go to the nice one. You know, I have no stock in QT, but usually I prefer the bigger. Because for some reason, it seems like if you're going to try to find a Johns Creek cop, go to the QT at State and Jones. And seriously, in the middle of the night, no one's at the precinct. You know, I love that. I'm not going to say anything bad about the other gas stations there, but I just never go there. And, I mean, judge for yourself. There's, what, three gas stations in that little proximity? And, you know, I love. It's not because it's the 49-cent ice cream. Throw your purse, because most of these thieves want something. They want your money in your purse, you know. I mean, take my wallet now. I think I have a $1 bill. I'll be upset losing my police badge, but that's about all. Everything else I can replace. You know, I've been dying to get one of the new Georgia driver's license. But absolutely, you know, what do they want? You know, hopefully when you walk, you're walking in groups. You know, I like Newtown Park because there's always people. There's times on the Greenway that, you know, there's sections that I'm like, where's everybody? You know, but look, watch people coming up. I worked in the city of Atlanta predominantly at Five Points, and every victim of like a snatch, you know, or a robbery, they'd always tell me, I never saw the person until they're right on me. You know, they just came up and grabbed me. So, you know, walk, listen, you know. And very blessed up here that I don't think we've ever had a person attacked outside of the dog park in Newtown Park. We usually have the dog owners fighting each other because they don't like, you know. And my philosophy is I don't have a dog in that fight, so thank you. Yeah. Now, remember they caught, was that the one, yeah, where they, remember they caught that guy, and that was, yeah, they did, it took a while, but it was by the horse stables, right?
Yeah,
that was very rare, but, and that's where we say, you know, if you can have a walking friend, you know, I love seeing when I ride my police bike through Newtown Park, you always see walking groups. You know, I visited a friend in South Forsyth, and in his neighborhood, you see four or five ladies walking together. And I'm like, that's smart. That's safety in numbers, you know. But like I said, choose, you know, when you get that feeling something's wrong, don't do it. You know, don't walk, obviously, when it's dark. But another good park is OC Park. I love that. Even anywhere you're walking, just watch out for the baseballs hitting you. But it's pretty safe other than that. But walk with attitude. I mean, hopefully, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little spray. You know, just make sure the little ones don't. You know, and if you do get pepper spray, try to buy two. You know, go in the backyard, check the wind flow, and maybe see how it works, you know, how to spray. And then remember, spray every like a year or two, it needs to be replaced. Look at the expiration date. You know, you don't want to, the first time you use it is when something bad's happening. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. That's a great question. So I think we got two new spots. So I think we're like high 70s with the officer count. We have the magical river of Chattahoochee that protects us from Gwinnett. So on that side of the river, you know, I don't know really much of them, but, you know, we do a lot of collaboration with our neighboring cities. You know, I know. Well, what happens, and we all have cell phones, I finally ditched my last landline. There's no need to have it. When you call, if you're in the Johns Creek city limits, you call. If you get Gwinnett, you need to say, hey, I live in Johns Creek, transfer me to Chatcom. You know, I pay that $1.50 a month per phone line to fund that center, so use it, is what I say. But know where you're at. It's frustrating for us when someone says, hey, I've been in a wreck. I'm at, you know, Medlock Bridge Parkway and Medlock Bridge, but the wreck was down by the PNC here at Medlock Crossing. You know, it's about awareness. Where are you at? What park are you at? If you say Newtown Park, I know 3150 Old Alabama Road. Vice, you know, OC Park is 1090. So know, like, the name of the business where you're at. You know, if you're ever wrecked, you know, going back to driving to Southwest Georgia, my daughter wrecks in the middle of nowhere. Does she know where she's at? You know, that's what scares me. It's the two-lane road, so be aware. But you are in our city limits, or?
Yes, I was very close to here, but I'm new. So I don't really have to do this, like, really not further down the street. But I think I'm in both, but maybe really
no. So there's a zip code. Now, we try to market Johns Creek to be a little more snooty now. But, yeah, most likely we probably going to respond, because when you signed or if you bought a home, so follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all that. And who's coming to our trunk or treat October 23rd? At our new police department, or on Lakefield Parkway by Lifetime Fitness. And we're all going to vote for the booth or the trunk that has Paw Patrol, because we're very competitive, and I'm shamelessly asking for your vote because I think I'm going to be dressed up as, who's the fire dog?
Marshall
and my other friend. Then one of the sergeants is going to dress up as Roe, or what's the dog? Ryder. So shamelessly, if you want to vote for me, come on. But it's a great time for young kids, for y'all to come and just see us. And then on the 26th in Newtown Park, we're doing the Fall Fest / Community Safety Day. It's a great time for kids to come out. I don't want your kids to see us the first time that something bad happened. You know, we're very approachable. I mean, both of these gentlemen back there are fathers, you know. You know, I'm a parent too. You know, kids think that I wear this 24/7, but I do go home. You know, I do have bad jokes, but, you know. But ultimately, yes, get involved in your neighborhood. See if they have any newsletters. You know, I'll just tell you, I live in Medlock Bridge Subdivision. We have a very social neighborhood, you know, with all the fall fests, so this fest, that fest. You know, if you want to volunteer in your neighborhood, I really think about if you know people, you know, if you're on a street and there's a strange car there, call your neighbors. Hey, this car's been out there. Do you know who it is? You know, I always encourage people to do that. And then if it's, you know, based on what they're doing, the activity, then maybe call us. Because what I don't want you to do is go out there and say, hey, why are you on my street? You know, I'd rather us in the uniform and the cars and the, yes.
So we're on the other side of that magical river.
Yes.
Right?
Gwinnett Police. And they were the last place, they finally have a Facebook page. You know, the officers were frustrated because the county commission didn't want Gwinnett Police to have a Facebook page. So get on them, follow them, message them. Like, you have a little question, you know, they have a counterpart, you know, in community service over there that can come out, talk to neighbor.
So I know that there's talk with them, and talk there all the time.
Yeah.
But in, like, an emergency, we call Gwinnett.
Yeah, I think you use what, the 911. And I'm going to tell you, Petrie Corner did an excellent job with that concert play area. I wish that Johns Creek would have done it, because guess what? My tax dollars go down there now. You know, and I love bringing my dog to the Lazy Dog. But yeah, be confident. Never hesitate to call us. You know, if you're driving, and, you know, especially, you know, if you're in your neighborhood and your kids are getting picked up and cars are driving reckless, you know, we have online complaint forms that you can ask for extra patrol requests. We as the police department need you guys to help. Johns Creek's 32 square miles, about 83 to 86,000 people. So we have a very small police department for the size we serve and the population. Good thing is hopefully if people listen to Officer Meeberg and lock their cars and don't leave stuff out there, it's not going to get, you're not going to have theft. I mean, most of our residential theft is unlocked vehicles. But just a little awareness, you know, anywhere you go, you know, make sure that whatever vehicle you have, you don't leave stuff in plain view, too. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, please.
So, I just out of curiosity, what is there anything that you would recommend that me and my neighbors do? We have a neighbor that keeps getting vicious dogs, like not just like breeds that are vicious. She's apparently they're like eating them and just like making them vicious, and the dogs keep getting banned from our neighborhood, but they just get another one.
Is this the neighborhood off of Old Alabama Road? Okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask. And I know exactly which house, because I almost put an offer on that house before that family bought, but it was terrible. Well, the frustration for me as a community officer is we've been calling the animal control. Fulton County Animal Control has primary jurisdiction. You know, and obviously, you know, one of those pit bulls is no longer a threat to anybody, right? You heard that whole what happened. And it's a shame, it shouldn't have happened. And you see one of your neighbors that carries the, like, bear mace because he's afraid of the dogs. So we're talking about this neighbor, they have dogs that are very mean and aggressive. They keep escaping. They keep calling us, which is, you know, we keep referring it. Yes, they talked. The one dog is no longer a threat. It. Yes. And the animal control has seized those dogs. So the biggest thing is frustrating to me because we keep calling, but you just want to keep reporting. And I don't like how they were keeping the dogs in the garage and, you know, but. Oh, no. Keep as a neighborhood. Keep calling us. We'll keep calling animal control. You know, we're working on the city. Well, the only way that a dog in Johns Creek can be declared a dangerous dog is the city manager or the chief of police. That can declare it a hazardous dog, and then there's city code talks about, you know, 8-foot fences, muzzles if they're out in public. We, not only I personally, but other neighbors have been reporting to Fulton County Animal Control. Remember, this is Fulton County government, and it's Fulton County government. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but if in their defense, they take forever, but there's been multiple complaints, active reports, you know, and, you know, it's not, I don't want to libel the family or anything like that, but it's scary, and it's not fair for anyone in that neighborhood to have to live like that. Well, hopefully with the pressure, we're trying to keep them in. I haven't heard of an escape since the one incident. So that's where I say, you know, when you walk, you know, keep this pepper spray. And when I say your neighbor, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's got the big, because he walks his dog and he's terrified. Yes. Sorry. And I got an 11-pound dog. My dog's harmless. She's afraid of people. They're frequent customers of police services, I'll tell you that. Yes. And we as the police department in Johns Creek, I'm not the dog whisperer at Johns Creek. People nickname me that, but how many dogs have we reunited through social media and, you know, scanning and just the collars? And then, so, and unfortunately in Johns Creek, people dump dogs. After almost 12 years of being here, there's dogs that get dumped in parking lots and they don't want to move. I mean, it's sad how evil people are. But we know about that, but we as a police department, hopefully, well, we wrote a report, forwarded it to animal control. The older, aggressive dog, that's the one that, and the younger one ran home, and that night we were able to trap it. I don't know if animal control ever got the younger one. But yeah, call immediately. Yes, ma'am. Usually, yeah, for dogs. Just research online, and I know, you know, don't try to see what the best is. I don't know if they can ship it through the mail sometimes because it's, you know, but I usually gun stores and stuff, you know. They do, but don't get their stuff. I'm not going to say it's cheap, so I won't say it's cheap. Yeah, some do. But like anything, my wife and I have a, you know, consumer report. We subscribe to it, so I always try to do research, you know, what's best, you know. And if you all do, like, a field day to buy, just don't spray it inside. Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned making sure you're aware of where you are when you call the cops.
Yes.
If, heaven forbid, a kid has to call and they're not able to tell you where they are, do you not have technology from a cell phone?
They're working on that. I don't know if our call center has it, but one of the stories I remember when I was on patrol in 2008, I'll never forget this. We get a cell phone call, and it is pinging off a tower, and we have a name and know what tower it's hitting on, and all we hear is, like horrible noise. So luckily, they Googled the name. They said it's on this home in Doublegate. So I get there, and no answer at the door. So I'm about to kick open the door, and the fire department says, why are you going to do that? We can open the window. So they opened the window, I crawled in. And it was basically a person having a stroke. And that, I will never forget her face when she saw me. She had enough power to call, but she couldn't speak. You know, and she ended up, you know, getting help and probably saved her life. But what I would encourage is our call center does Smart 911, where you can register every phone line. So if you call from any call center that uses it, it should see that this is where the cell phone's registered to. I think that technology is coming,
well,
you know.
Possibly.
Yes. Do Smart 911 for all your phones. I do it every 6 months. You have to update it. What I love about Smart 911, it associates your home, you know, if there's, you know, medicines or anything you need. And when you call, that's supposed to pop up. You know, and I, you know, when I go to pre-Ks, I teach kids, you know, Georgia pre-K standards are, do you know your home address? Do you know your parents' full legal names, not mom and dad, because that's what I call my parents, you know, and generally where they're at, you know. But yes, time is crucial, you know. Even if you're on a road and you don't know where you're at, you know, between Waze and Google, who uses Waze to avoid speeding tickets? Don't do it, because guess what I do? If I go down State Bridge and I'll put Waze on, I know my friend's doing speed control, I unmark it. And then I'm evil, because then I always mark it. So if I'm driving around, So remember, State Bridge 45, Parsons Road's 35, Taylor Road. And remember the school zone out here. People say, well, I didn't see the sign. Well, didn't they put the new big school zone sign? I'm like, how can you not see it? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. Our call center does take texts now. Because we have four cities. Chatcom is what we use in Johns Creek. It's four cities, Brookhaven, Sandy Springs, and Dunwoody. You can text. And I wish I knew how to do it, but I know that it actually does work where you, who has the iPhones, learn, do the video where you can, you know, press, call. Yes. Do that. And but remember, in an emergency, have a plan, think, breathe, do it. You know, when I come up to an accident and I see, you know, bleeding, breathing, shock and stroke, you know, when there's an emergency, my mind shuts off. I just, what do I need to do? What's, and I just go through boom, 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 boom. Yeah, the bone might be sticking out of the leg or all the gross stuff, which, you know, but you just get it. You just get calm under pressure. And I was a courtesy officer for Addison Place in 2009. This apartment, they get an Indian couple, they get a knock on the door. It's a girl, so the husband opens the door, and then two criminals try to rob him. The wife came at those two criminals with a belt and started beating them down. And they dropped their little stun gun. You know, a stun gun is something you press on me, and it's just going to make me mad. Tasers. But she did not panic. She had that warrior spirit, and she attacked those guys, and they ran.
With a belt?
With a belt. She said she just charged. And she said when I talked to her the next day, she said I was so enraged. And then when the adrenaline came down, she was petrified, you know. But we got their stun gun. Yes. Falls. Yes, falls. You know, and always call. You know, it's always harder. I mean, you guys hopefully know child CPR when you take, you know. But, you know, kids are going to be kids. They're going to run and fall and hit stuff. And who has older kids, make sure I can't. It's one of those things I have to bite my tongue if I see a kid driving a bicycle, skateboard without a helmet. Does anyone live in Parsons Run? Remember the kid that got hit on the bike where the lady's driving and the kid came out of your clubhouse and the kid didn't stop at the stop sign, but the lady hit him and, you know, he cracked his helmet, which is good because that's what the helmet's supposed to do, you know. The other thing, the lady stayed and then she left. She didn't think she needed to. Well, yes. And then he said, well, where is she, you know? The kid ended up having a concussion, and I talked to him. But that helmet, I wanted to take it and show that works. That helmet probably made the difference of substantial injury versus. But the next day, she got shamed. You know, I said, hey, everybody, post on social media. I know this is either a resident or someone that lives in here. And then she called and said, well, I didn't think I had. She came back the next day, and, you know, that was, if she would have stayed, she probably would not have been at fault unless she was. I don't know. That's between her and God now. But helmets, I can't, even skateboards, I mean, it really makes that big of a difference, you know. You know, kids will wreck and fall, and yes. Yes. So we're talking about firearms. I want to tell you this. I have this ongoing nightmare, especially. I had this biggest fear nightmare that my daughter or her friends were going to get my gun and use it. Because in police training, they say, secure your firearms, secure your firearms. You know, you don't want. So every time I knew, you know, I try to get in the habit of always locking it, unloading it, you know. I wasn't really worried about someone breaking into my home. I was more worried about her friends or someone. Second thing was bringing it on the airplane. So if you ever see me at the airport, I do this. Da-da-da. Well, I guess I showed where I keep my other one. So my daughter grew taller quicker. So as long as she was out, you know, the little baby guns first. You know, guns are like shoes. Someone says, Officer Meeberg, why do you have so many guns? I said, well, why do you have so many shoes? Different shoes for different occasions. It's a bad joke. But that's why when she was tall enough, we shot. And then she hit a point where I'm not cool, so she didn't want to do it. But I just got it out. I mean, and generally I would say if you have a gun, it's probably not best to tell kids, you know, if you can secure it and, you know, when they're old enough, explain it. But I can't tell you my 16, 17 years of policing how many parents leave firearms loaded and unsecured, especially in my days of Atlanta, you know. So, yes, you know, it's like driving, you know, you want to teach your kids as early as you can. You go to the parking lot. You know, we started teaching her at like 12 or 13. Going to the parking lot and driving circles. But yes, it obviously, anytime you introduce a firearm to your house, it increases chances of someone getting hurt. You know, I have a substantial safe. Now that I'm an empty nester, you know, I still have that habit of doing it. That's where my yoga place is. When I need to de-stress or find a quiet place, I go to the gun range. Also, I have to qualify and pass on the 16th, so it's also a work thing. But you know, yes.
So, we're talking about the hit and run. So I was in a situation where a car like came over into my lane, hit me. I honked everything I could to get him to not hit me. Still hit me. Just kept on coming. It was like he didn't even realize. He just kept driving. Pulled into right out here, about crossing. And so I was like, "Where are you going? You just hit me!" And so I followed him in there. And once I did.
I want you to be safe, but what I would have done, we all have cell phones, right? When I teach, this is one of the best evidence thing, a picture. So when I drive in my personal car, I'm driving to, well, I guess I'm telling you I'm driving to Florida State tonight, but I have my dash cam because exactly for that, I put it up, it records all the time. So if someone hits me, dash cams are getting cheaper and cheaper. For $20, $30, you can have one up there and record. So if there's not a question of did you come over or someone else came over. And that's when you call.
And I pulled out my phone. Like, he looked like he was about to jump into his car. And I was like, I kept calling my husband and like.
No, call.
Eventually, I didn't call. And
you should have called. Honk the horn. I would try to, you definitely need the license plate first. So we all know that in Johns Creek, there's, you know, people are good people. They'll go to church on Sunday, but they drive out there and they start road raging. You know, it's crazy. There'll be times, you know, you're in an accident, someone will start screaming at you. You need to be on 911 to begin with. I'd rather the 911 operator record what they're saying, you know. Absolutely. Your safety's first. But by God, you're not going to hit my car and get away because I'm going to. You know, within reason.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, is it that you need us to be in the position that we were in on the side of the road?
No,
hit,
no.
Or it's better to get
off the road. Off the road. When I used to work accidents on the downtown connector in Atlanta, it terrified me.
Yeah.
You know, when you're working an accident and you try to get people over, but as soon as he hit, you should have called 911 first and said, hey, his car hit me, this is the plate, this is where I'm going. You know, we get people that they cause a wreck and they'll yell at you as, you know, And by the time I get there, you better calm down because, you know, you're not a gentleman yelling at a lady. You know, okay, it's over. Breathe. Let's figure it out. That's why I have insurance. But when they say don't call the police, that's when you call. You know, because, hey, I don't know who you are, and I'd rather have a third party come in, you know, document it. Yeah. Like I say, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. I mean, it's not a question of trusting you or not, but I want it on a public record. But be careful on that. I'm glad you didn't let him get away with it. Another question, and then I'll... Yes. Yes. Well, I was very lucky because when I worked in Johns Creek, I had a Johns Creek police car out there. I had a little 11-pound mini poodle parked really aggressively. But there are the quick, like, little gun safes that are enough to keep them, and you can do, like, the fingerprints or the TTT. No, I'd rather you just a little deterrence can make a big difference, you know. You know, I'd rather, like, my constant fear was one of her friends goes looking and stealing. Because if I break into your home, it's the first place I'm going to. Your master bedroom, I'll look at all the shelves up here, and then your jewelry is going to be here. Consistent. We are consistent. And most firearms are kept up there. So I'd rather err on the side of being a vic, you know, than a kid getting it, you know, because we have grown adults that accidentally discharge guns and shoot themselves in the foot. Happened last month in our city. So safety, safety, safety. And kids and guns are not a good combination, you know. Correct. And I thought about adopting a kid, and that's the question, do you have guns in your house? I said, yes, and they denied me. I said, well, you know what? I don't have the $10,000-$15,000, so. But police officers have had issues adopting kids or fostering kids because of that, and you have to show that this is a safety thing you do. You know, I'd rather you err on the side of having it locked up, you know, and then when they're old enough, talk to them. Because most kids... To me, I think Dateline or 2020 did a thing where they had a room of kids that had never been told about guns, and they put a little toy gun in there, and all those kids touched it and did this. And then the kids that were taught about gun safety went and told an adult. In our safety class, we say, teach the kids, see a gun, run. Don't touch it. You know, how do you know it's real or fake? And I do that same thing. We have a toy gun the city owns, looks real, put it down, and I try to see what kid's going to pick it up, and you'll watch them. They're like, and then some are great. They'll say, hey, Officer Meeberg, there's a gun over there. So they absolutely scare me. And what also scares me is the adults go, well, when can I shoot somebody? I said, well, the list of not to shoot someone is this big, and shooting is this, so you're asking me the wrong question. No gun for you. But please, yes. We hear about it in America where the kid reaches the mom's purse and gets the gun out, you know, to me, if you have a kid, don't leave the gun in your purse. It should be on you, secured in the holster. I hate those stories. You know, kids reaching in to get the cell phone and sees something else, you know. Do your kids do that, reach in your purse, try to steal? And I'll close with this note. It's going to be terrifying when our kids drive for the first time, and when they get in that first rack, and I'll talk to the teenager, have you called your mom or dad? No. Do you think you should call? Or if a kid gets in trouble, they sneak out of their home, and they're 14 years old and took a parent's car, and the parents come. I would say, hey, little kid, could you please tell your parents why we're here? because I want the kids to say it in their own mouth. And even then, they'll try to, like, not tell the truth. So I hate, and I've seen it too much, our young kids hit somebody, and that other driver starts yelling at the kid. I said, what are you trying to accomplish? To me, in a car accident, adults talk to adults. Adults don't need to be yelling at kids. If your 16, 17-year-old gets in a wreck, call mom immediately, call us. Don't talk to the other person. Unless it's, you know, hey, are you okay? Yes, yes. You know, it just, you know, we most people are good people. Most people mean well. But there's just some people there that, you know, you meet them at the bad, their worst time of their life. Something bad's happened. You know, we all saw, who saw the 15-year-old girl that was a runaway that I spent all day looking for her? You're not on social media? Yeah. Yes. We waited to put it on social media, and it was amazing. As soon as we put it on social media, people started calling me. I think she was hiding from us in the businesses, but that family was terrified, you know. But the support and the shares and likes she got, you know, on the social media where people were helping us, and it was actually someone that called us and said, I think she was here or there. Luckily. Yeah. Yes. And, well, it wasn't quite. Yeah, gotta. It is, you know. And then we got yelled at, so why don't you take it down? So if you ever seal those posts, once we're a government agency and we put a post up there, we can't take it down. And the reason why is because there was a police department put a post up and they got a bunch of negative comments, so they deleted the whole post, and then they lost the lawsuit. So if you see on, like, Nextdoor, I removed her photo. But you guys as a community up here were amazing helping, getting the word out, you know. As much as I hate social media, I also like it. And one of the things I would say, you know, no matter if someone's being a bully online, which it's amazing how many adults in Johns Creek are bullies. Guess what? Mute. I have about 15 people in Johns Creek. I muted on my Johns Creek Nextdoor page, my personal one. I don't need to hear it. Mute. If you want to give free reduced concert tickets, hey, this is a guy that might buy it from you. You know, give away free stuff, advice, you know. You know. And isn't it amazing when a police officer comes up to buy your And it breaks my heart when I see moms and dads that no longer are together, and they fight, and they have to, they're told to come to a police station to exchange their kids. You know, no matter how bad things get in life, do what's right for your kids. You know, they don't need to see us fighting or arguing, you know. And I was the biggest person, and I bubble wrapped my kid, you know. But
I have a question when you talk about bubble wrapping. I have a 6-year-old boy, and he's extremely into, like, doing things independently. He wants to go to the bathroom by himself and all of that. I don't let him, but I didn't know if that was, like, making him not be as independent as he needs to be.
We as parents, we – not 6 years old, no. So we're looking for this teenager the other day. I'm not walking in a woman's bathroom. Those places scare me. And so I would say, hey – we're looking for this girl. Could you go in there and see if she's in the bathroom of this business? And the parents are like, oh, yes, officer, I'll do it. Oh, no, she's not in here. So I was that parent. But at a certain age, guess what? I had to quit following my daughter to the bathroom. Yeah. You determine what that is. You know, all of our kids are going to grow up different. You know.
I just didn't know if there was anything I needed to tell him safety-wise as to why I still walk with him to the bathroom.
It makes you comfortable. Okay. You're the adult. You're the parent. Yes. Well, if you don't want me to walk there, you're not getting a toy. Ta-da. No. I only had one child, so I bribed her. So just do what's comfortable. And I'm going to tell you that's the best thing to do. You know, and tell him, you know, don't be afraid to yell, scream, get out, you know. But thank you all. I'm honored to be here. And if you have any questions, I'll stay around. And then I have free trinkets there for y'all.
I know. These boxes of trinkets look pretty fun for the kids. Thank you so much for giving us your morning. This was so helpful.
I was more scared of you.
It was great. It was great. And thanks for all the time for questions. That was very helpful. It's hard. And then when my oldest started driving, probably the second or third month, he could you know, drive with his brother in the car, and they were going to school. He turned out of our neighborhood in Duluth, not judging the distance between him and the car coming down the street. And so the woman slammed into him. His car went spinning over the, you know, across the road and kind of went off the road. And fortunately, one of our neighbors was right behind him, and he got our younger son, and they ran back to our house to say that boys had been in a wreck. But the woman that, you know, that hit him because he was turning left in front of her too much, got out and started cursing at him and yelling at him. And it was this, obviously, his first wreck. And it was so hard on him. He was shaking all day. And he knew it was his fault. And it was his fault. But he was, I mean, we didn't let our kids drive till they were 17. Because, I don't know, I just feel like 16 is so young for Georgia now. But, you know, it was first time. He'd only been in the car by himself for 2 months, and then to have someone cursing at him for being so irresponsible was really hard. So anyway, just, and you know what? When your kids get to that age and they get, it's like when they start going to the bathroom by themselves. I remember just standing outside the bathroom kind of praying, Lord, keep them safe. And it's the same way when they get in the car by themselves. Lord, keep them safe. I know it sounds silly, but you just, you know, sometimes you don't know who's in a park bathroom or who's in a, especially if you've got boys and you're not going into the boys' bathroom with them and they're too big to bring them into the women's bathroom anymore. So anyway, y'all, next week, Melissa Thorson is going to be here talking about friendship and community. I hope y'all will come back. It should be a great day. And I hope this morning was informative and encouraging to you as a mom. Y'all had great questions, so thanks for interacting with them so well. Have a great week, and we love seeing you every week, and we love holding babies. So come back and bring your babies. See you next week.